It was not his book, he told people, it was Jim's. I once asked him if he would sign a copy for each of my two children. He said he would think about it. I didn't ask him twice, and he never brought up the subject again. It was just not his book to sign. That, too, was pure Neil. So, how do I preface this 50th anniversary edition? My ambition is to open the book with something that is consistent with what Neil would consider significant to say at this milestone moment in the history of space exploration. Between 2018 and 2022, the world commemorates not just the first moon landing, but 10 amazing NASA missions bred from a youthful and pioneering national space program, one carried out with remarkable speed and success as part of an epic endeavor whose name itself has become legendary. Apollo. From Apollo 8's audacious circumlunar flight in December 1968 to the final mission onto the lunar surface by intrepid astronauts on Apollo 17 in December 1972, the world watched as American astronauts ventured out from the home planet to walk on another heavenly body some quarter of a million miles away. The most notable, July 20, 1969, the day when Apollo 11, with Command Module pilot Mike Collins, Lunar Module pilot Buzz Aldrin, and Commander Neil Armstrong, accomplished the historic first manned landing on the moon. After much thought about how to start this book, I recalled a conversation I had with Neil in 2009, 4 years after the original edition of First Man and the year of the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11. Our chat concerned one of the items that Neil and Buzz had purposefully left on the moon in 1969. A tiny silicon disc about the size of a half dollar, having microscopically inscribed goodwill messages from leaders of 73 countries around the world on it. The disc also carried names of the leadership of Congress and the four committees of the House and Senate responsible for legislation related to the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, as well as NASA's top management, including past administrators and deputy administrators. Also etched on the disc were four U.S. presidential statements from then-current U.S. President Richard M. Nixon and the immediate past U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson, plus quotes from the National Aeronautics and Space Act of 1958, signed by Dwight D. Eisenhower, and from John F. Kennedy's Lunar Landing Commit speech to Congress on May 25, 1961. A man by the name of Thomas O. Paine, who was at the time the head of NASA, had corresponded with world leaders to enshrine their messages, which were photographed and reduced to 1/200th scale ultra-microfiche silicon etching. On the moon's Sea of Tranquility, this disc, taken there by Apollo 11, still rests today inside a special aluminum case. A year before this particular conversation with Neil, in 2008, a wonderful book had been published about the silicon disc by Tahir Rahman, a physician in the Kansas City area whose great passion, besides medicine, was space history. The title of Dr. Rahman's book was We Came in Peace for All Mankind, a beautiful sentiment inscribed on the plaque mounted on the ladder leg of the lunar module Eagle. The principal subject of Tahir's book, however, lay in the subtitle, The Untold Story of the Apollo 11 Silicon Disc. Both Neil and I had gratefully received a copy of the book from its author, and it was our receipt of the gift copy that led to our discussion of the silicon chip and its goodwill messages. Neil had an amazing recall of many things, and a natural forgetfulness for many others if they were matters of less concern to him. During our conversation about Tahir's book, I asked Neil which of the goodwill messages he remembered, if any, and which had impressed him the most. He specifically mentioned three of them, each of which he summarized for me and even partly paraphrased quite accurately. I didn't remember the statements, none of them so clearly for that matter, so I wrote a few words about each one on a notepad based on what Neil had related. The three messages he recalled came from leaders of the Ivory Coast, Belgium, and Costa Rica. When I returned home and pulled Tahir's book off my office shelf, I carefully read each message Neil had mentioned as well as the other 70 messages. Neil's choices were, in fact, three of the very best. It is these three goodwill messages from 1969, which Apollo 11 took to the lunar surface and left there on a silicon chip 50 years ago, come July 20, 2019, and which will stay memorialized on our moon forever if left undisturbed as they should be, that I believe Neil would like me to share in this preface.